Hi, I'm Samantha, a past guest on CJAM's HandyLink. You're listening to HandyLink on CJAM 99.1 FM, Windsor, Detroit.
Hello and welcome to HandyLink, sponsored by the Italian-Canadian Handy Capable Association. I'm your host, Cam Wells. Segment of our show, I'll be chatting with Nolene Tuzinski from the Workplace Group. So tell me a little bit about the workplace.
Well, our organization has been around the Sarnia-Lambton area since 1976. Our focus is primarily supporting individuals that have sort of multiple challenges that might impact their ability to jump into the workplace or maintain employment, and we offer some specialized services for persons with disabilities. We have a wide range of programs and services. The majority of our funding is through Ministry of Training Colleges and Universities. So we're part of the Employment Ontario Network, and we also have some supports that we can offer through the Ontario Disability Support Program for clients.
So what type of disabilities do you most commonly see in your work?
I think one of the challenges, Cameron, being in a smaller community and having limited services, really our clients run the gamut. I think what seems to be a little bit more prevalent in our daily work today is clients with mental health issues. And I don't know that it's true that the issues themselves are more prevalent or people are having a better comfort level in discussing that and disclosing. But we would see clients with mobility issues, clients who are deaf, clients who have visual impairments, and then some with chronic illness. So it's quite a wide array of issues that we really need to ensure that we're constantly exploring and researching how we can best support those individuals.
So can you tell me a little bit about the individual supports? What is available?
Well, we have some basic services that every client can access. So In our employment center, we have an employment resource center, so they can get one-to-one supports with staff members with basic things, your job search skills, your resumes, cover letters, interview skills, and workshops. We also try to assist and encourage clients to get more comfortable with the technology aspect of the job search today, and applying for jobs online, using talent management systems, those sorts of things. So clients can get one-to-one supports in all of those areas. We invite individuals to participate in an individual assessment, and it's so unique to every client. So where there's sort of a standard assessment process, there's no standard outcomes or a cookie-cutter approach because the clients are so unique and their needs are unique. And after the assessment, we try to identify and work with the client what things do we need to assist them with to getting them into the workplace. And that could include perhaps looking at training, self-employment, what barriers do they need to overcome. For some, it might be just transportation issues and connecting them with the proper service provider that can ensure those things are taken care of. What we want to do is ensure we set the clients up for success and not failure. So we really try to take a holistic approach to the job search and ensure that some of those basic needs are in place prior to even getting out there and connecting them with the business community. For clients that need a little bit more additional support or encouragement, or sometimes have a fear of getting out there and connecting with employers, or perhaps they're just new to the community and they lack that network that will make them successful, we offer some job placement services. And primarily the most successful component of that is when they're working with our job development team. And our job development team really acts as an extension of the client. And working with that individual, we try to explore opportunities that will fit their unique needs and desires. So
are there any challenges in this work?
There's challenges every day. I think from an I'll start specifically from an administrative aspect is the funding. So we are constantly struggling. We're grateful to our funders, but there's oftentimes programs such as ours seem to be the ones that lack some basic funding dollars that would, you know, simple mechanisms that would make our jobs a lot easier and a lot more effective. The challenges occasionally from the community, if you're looking at a person with a disability, that employer might base their reaction on their previous experience or lack of knowledge. When we're out there promoting individuals, we're promoting their ability. We're never going to discuss what the individual can't do. So sometimes it's really just education and ensuring that our employer base can embrace that and really think outside the box a little bit. And the diversity piece, we're certainly seeing that people want to embrace that in our community.
So.
From a client perspective, I think some of the challenges is them, first of all, developing a relationship where they trust us, where they trust to disclose, where they trust us to have their best interest at heart. And obviously that relationship develops over time. Occasionally we might see a client, you know, 2, 3, 4 times before they're actually comfortable to say, this is a concern and I wasn't quite sure how to share this. So we really need to encourage individuals to be open and honest without any judgment and enable us to have as much information as we can that's relevant to their job search. If it's not relevant to their job search, we really don't need to be knowing those things. But the more information we can have, and we can only do that through building a healthy, trustful relationship with the client and being respectful of what their needs. There's no, for some clients, employment might be 3 hours a week, and that's fine. They are their own experts, and they're the ones who tell us what they feel they're capable of. And sometimes it just is a matter of getting the client to a point where they actually can increase their self-confidence and giving them small measures of success that they can build on. So oftentimes we'll see somebody, and over the course of a couple of months, their whole outlook has changed because they have had some success and they're encouraged to continue to reach that a little bit further, and they know that they have supports in place to make that work for them.
I'd like to thank you for taking the time out to do this, but if you can stay on the line for a sec, that'd be great.
Certainly.
Individuals with disabilities are a vital part of the workforce. Fact is, given the right tools, the right opportunities, a person with a disability can achieve great things. Has to be, like anyone else in society, has to be geared to their skills, their strengths, and yes, even their interests as closely as possible. It's true that in a workplace situation, you can't always do what you're interested in or what you're passionate about, but if you can incorporate your own style, your own elements of how to get the job done, you stand a better chance of actually enjoying it and retaining it a lot better. Individuals with disabilities will put in the time, will put in the effort, and will use that great strength they do have in a workplace situation. It's just a matter of recognizing they have potentials and strengths, and even the desire to make the company as best it can be. Fact is, we're all on the same side. Just want to work and build a solid foundation within the community. Individuals with disabilities are no different in this department. It represents their livelihood, their contribution to society. And if it's meaningful for an able-bodied person, why wouldn't it be just as meaningful for a person with a disability? It's about the work. It's about giving back to the community, being a part of just what makes the community work. It is not a matter of simply creating busy work for them. It's not a matter of saying, oh, for equality policies, we have to give this person some kind of a task. No. It has to be something meaningful, something that they can really learn and learn to do well, and can really contribute with. Many times, a person will find in a workplace that their task, even if it's just something like cleaning or organization, they might underestimate the importance of that. But the truth is, tasks like that really are the foundation from which all other tasks function. A person with a disability is no less likely to be able to contribute to making these things run. Give them the right tools, give them the right opportunities, and they'll do amazing things. HandyLink will be right back after these commercial messages, so stay tuned.
Don't feel alone. The Distress Center provides free, anonymous and confidential, caring and emotional support, referrals, crisis intervention, and suicide prevention by specially trained volunteers. They're open from noon to midnight. Sometimes talking does help. So call 519-256-5000.
Welcome back to HandyLink, sponsored by the Italian-Canadian Handy Capable Association. I'm your host, Cam Wells. Earlier in our show, we heard from Nolene Tyczynski from the Working Group. In this segment of our show, we're going to hear a little bit more about the Working Group from Sharon Pruce. So tell me a little bit about your experience with the Working Group.
Okay, the Workplace Group here in Sarnia. I am a job developer with Workplace, and part of our job to assist all folks who are actually looking for employment. We have a no wrong door policy because of our funding through Employment Ontario, but we do have a specialty in working with persons living with a disability, and we encourage individuals that are interested in exploring options to finding employment to contact us, because we have staff that will take the time to work with their particular skills and strengths and assist with job placement opportunities, giving confidence and moving more towards what we like to call competitive employment.
So, what type of disability do you most commonly see in this work?
Well, Cameron, in our particular organization, there is a wide range of individuals that are accessing services. So there really isn't a specific disability in particular. As I say, we have no wrong doors. So we have individuals who will either self-identify as a person with a disability. It may be a visible disability or not. And we also have clients who specifically are on ODSP, employment support, that have been referred through that program to us, where we might have more information about that person's actual disability. But really, it is a wide range of individuals that we work with.
So, do you do any work with a potential employer to explain how a person with a disability could provide a meaningful contribution
Absolutely, absolutely. We're very much about breaking down barriers and myth-busting with employers. We encourage employers, as we're out marketing, we're marketing skill set. We're marketing fantastic individuals who have are motivated, ready to work, that will enhance the culture of their particular workplace. It is very beneficial for employers to take a look at a wide range of skills and to open their eyes to it, because when you're working with persons with a disability, whether visible or otherwise, you're blending your workforce. You actually can encourage business growth that way, because those individuals have family and friends who will then come to that business. We talk about the benefits directly related to business objectives. Let's not kid yourself. Business is about business. So we say to them, hiring people with a disability meets the organization's personal needs by filling vacancies, because we have great skill sets. Benefits indirectly to business objectives is hiring individuals with disabilities benefits the company's long-term viability and profitability by enhancing corporate image and demonstrating commitment to the community. Very much so, as an individual who is a person with a disability, they are typically those individuals. The employment is something that benefits them so much. Their commitment is so long-lasting to the employer. Way less downtime, sick time. We talk about that with employers. They're sometimes concerned about those things. Those are not truisms. Often employers say, oh, am I going to have to do a large accommodation for an individual? Most of the time, not. And if there is an accommodation, very, very nominal, and there's ways to help facilitate that at a cost that's very little to the employer. And it just gives them value. I mean, hiring people, being committed, socially responsible in your community, and the colleagues around them embrace individuals, it's just a win-win all the way around.
So, in your work, helping individuals with disabilities find meaningful employment, mm-hmm. is there any one success moment stands out for you?
A successful moment, one in particular, or just what happens? Sorry, Cameron.
Whatever you want to share.
Okay. I really, honestly, what we're doing is, and at the end of the day, when we're job developing for an individual, the social environment is really the most important thing. So, you know, we have a lot of great star stories and wonderful stories that we share, and we put it on our website about things that are successful outcomes. The biggest thing that we do when we're moving forward as job developers is making sure that we really understand our clients. What are their needs? What are their skill sets? We really have to do our job to be part of the team with that individual. It takes time for people to get comfortable with us, so we pride ourselves in being able to take that time to get people, they call it called job readiness, but the biggest thing is to focus on tasks and skills, but you're going to find out that one person's going to succeed or fail. It's not always about the skill, it's about the environment. So we try to look for employers that it's going to be a successful outcome, that the employer is open to working with an individual to have the benefit with that successful outcome. Our biggest thing is not just a quick placement. Our biggest thing is what's called employment maintenance. And we have great retention with our employers, because as job developers, I will initially go out and perhaps if the individual needs coaching, some coaching just to get themselves, you know, settled in, we will do that. But we also are very committed to our employers and our clients. And I believe our outcomes are successful because we keep that dialogue going, and we're constantly, you know, checking in, seeing how things are going, making sure everything is good for the employer and for the client. That, I think, really offers the ability to liaise until everything is kind of running smoothly on its own.
So this would include things like, if there is a workplace issue, providing some direction, some recourse to get it remedied?
Absolutely. You know, sometimes when you start any job, you have your learning curve. And then there is the, you know, as you're adding maybe skill sets on or more tasks on, that often happens where, you know, a person is doing really well and the employer wants to incorporate more tasks and maybe doesn't recognize that particular person will need some additional training to get them where they need to be. They've done really well in the beginning at the tasks we set forward. Maybe there was some more restriction on those tasks. And so what we will do is dialogue with the employer about how can we assist with the training? How can we get that person where you need them to be? Or conversely, if there's something going on in the workplace, conflict is a big thing. Miscommunication is a big thing. And so we encourage our clients and our employers, if something's going on like that, let us come in and just kind of work it through. Oftentimes that third party, that's impartial in a sense, we can work those things through because the employer has invested a lot of time and money in that person, and that person invested a lot of time and commitment to that employer. So it's often just a reassess and a readjust, and we find that our employers are very open to that, and because we offer that, it's a win-win.
So how does the community typically respond to the work that you do?
The community? As in our employers and the community at large, we're very lucky here in Sarnia Lambton. It's a really very open community. Our mayor has a mayor challenge to all mayors across the province of opening up their doors and being more inclusive and hiring persons with disabilities. So we've got a pretty great tailwind to go on that. So we spend a lot of time talking to employers about what their needs are. At the end of the day, the employer really, you have to see it as a value. No matter what you're going to do, the most expensive commodity you have typically is your workforce. So for us, we always dialogue about what are their needs and the great clients that we're working with. So it takes time. It's not always the first knock on the door. So that's why we say as job developers, let us do the knocking on the door for you. And it's setting and sowing seeds. It's dropping a little idea, and it doesn't always work right that day, and then you revisit with the employer. But employers in Sarnia Lambton are they really are starting to understand the value of the workforce that's available to them. And as we age and as the workforce ages, the increase in persons that are going to be with disabilities is increasing, and people have people in their lives that have disabilities. So I think the employers are starting to recognize if somebody has the great will to do something and some skill sets, we can train them. It's the attitude at the end of the day is really what it's all about. Whether you're with a disability or without, that's what's going to be the success to getting you some employment.
I'd like to thank you for taking the time out to do this, but if you can stay on the line for a sec, that'd be great.
That's great. Thank you.
Of course. I was very pleased during the interview the mention of support in the workplace, working with employers to clear up myths about what accommodations are, what a person with a disability can or cannot do. Fact is, if you have a textbook definition of what a disability means, you might jump to certain conclusions. But as I've said many times before, medical science is fine. But it's only a baseline. It's only a textbook definition. It cannot factor in strength or the resolve of a person. Fact is, if a person with a disability is inspired and encouraged to reach their best, they will do so. Fact is, every person with a disability, like every able-bodied person, does in fact need someone at some time to say, I believe in you. I know you can reach your full potential. You can accomplish great things. I myself have been lucky. I just recently ran into someone who many years ago encouraged me with my own disability. But the fact is, if a person with a disability has the right tools, the right opportunities, and yes, even the right support, they will manage to do some amazing things. Going forward, a person with a disability has to recognize their own needs in a workplace as well. They have to recognize that if there's an issue, it's not necessarily their fault. It's not necessarily the end of the world. And it doesn't have to be a mountain made out of a molehill. Fact is, a person with a disability has the right to recourse, just as an able-bodied person would. If there's a problem in the workplace, you handle it like professionals. You try to solve it with your boss or with the client, whatever the case may be, And if next steps are involved, bringing in an outside party, that's fine. Person going to work, whether they have a disability or not, should never feel that they're going to be in jeopardy because they asked for some outside assistance, because they chose to act within their own rights. Now, in many cases, especially for a person with a disability, the recognition that the job is that important might cause them not to come forward when there is a problem, to kind of hold it in. But the fact is, that's not how problems get solved. If there is an issue that a person feels strongly about, and there is something that can realistically be done that satisfies all parties, why shouldn't a person with a disability, or anyone else for that matter, take the appropriate steps? And if a person gets in trouble simply for trying to solve a problem, I ask you, where's the justice in that? We as a society are making great strides in disability life, but it's not simply a matter of, here, we got you a job, ain't that great? No. It's a matter of getting them the right job, the right pathway, so they can keep moving forward, keep making strides. And if our ideals match our actions, we can create a great future. But we have to make sure that these policies that have been put so carefully in place to give us rights, protections in a workplace situation, that they're actually being monitored, they're actually being encouraged. A sensible employer would say to their employees, if you have any concerns, I want to know. I want to see if there's something I can do to help. That would be just good business sense, not just in the fact that it helps the employee, but it builds a sense of loyalty, a sense of appreciation, of thinking to oneself, management recognizes that I have this going on, and they actually seem to care. So maybe I'll go that little extra mile for them. Maybe I'll create something brilliant. In fact, if you think about it, no one has the knowledge of what their full potential is till they've had a chance to explore it. We as a society say we embrace diversity. So, diversity in our workforce is one of the prime examples. Because everyone needs to work. And individuals with disabilities, no matter what their quote-unquote limitations are, they can achieve, they can create, they can do wonderful things. And recognizing this helps us build not only a stronger workforce, but stronger communities. The stronger a community is, the more it's likely to flourish and to grow and to allow all of us to achieve our best. Because it's not just getting individuals with disabilities into a workforce. No. It's opening the eyes of those around them, those who are going to be working with them, those who would be clients, giving them a chance to see a person of strength, character, and intelligence doing a job and doing it well. Now, for an individual with a disability, it's important their work be meaningful, but it's also important that it be as well represented as anyone else in the workforce. I mean, there are disability fashion lines, disabled athletes who speak to young people, just to encourage them to be at their best. Any worker at the forefront knows that they are the face of a company. I think it's time that individuals with disabilities recognized more that their role is that meaningful. They should also have an opportunity to be at the forefront. This has been HandyLink. I'm your host, Cam Wells, reminding you we're all equal, So get on out there and have yourselves a good one. You've earned it, folks. We'll see you next week.